The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus showed himself again to his disciples. It was by the sea of Tiberias, and it happened like this. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two more of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said, "I'm going fishing." They replied, "We'll come with you." They went out and got into the boat, but caught nothing that night. It was light by now, and there stood Jesus on the shore, though the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus called out, "Have you caught anything, friends?" And when they answered no, he said, "Throw the net out to starboard, and you'll find something." So they dropped the net, and there were so many fish that they could not haul it in. The disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." At these words, "It is the Lord," Simon Peter, who had practically nothing on, wrapped his cloak round him and jumped into the water. The other disciples came on in the boat, towing the net and the fish, and they were only about 100 yards from land. As soon as they came ashore, they saw that there was some bread there, and a charcoal fire with fish cooking on it. Jesus said, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore, full of big fish, 153 of them. And in spite of there being so many, the net was not broken. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples was bold enough to ask, "Who are you?" They knew quite well it was the Lord. Jesus then stepped forward, took the bread, and gave it to them, and the same with the fish. This was the third time that Jesus showed himself to the disciples after rising from the dead. After the meal, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these others do?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He replied, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Look after my sheep." Then he said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was upset that he asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" and said, "Lord, you know everything. You know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. I tell you most solemnly, when you were young, you put on your own belt and walked where you liked. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and somebody else will put a belt round you and take you where you would rather not go." In these words, he indicated the kind of death by which Peter would give glory to God. After this, he said, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. In the readings of this third Sunday of Easter, the Church continues to focus on the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. In John's Gospel, we're presented with the risen Jesus' third resurrection appearance to his disciples. And there are some very striking and significant features to the account of this appearance. First, they all illustrate how the risen Jesus is present in the ordinary events of our lives. We need to open our eyes to see that. When we do as the Lord commands and bids us, when we listen and are obedient to him, our lives will be fruitful. When some of the disciples had gone back to their previous way of living, back to their livelihoods as fishermen, after Jesus had been crucified, their lives were unproductive, signified by not catching any fish when they had gone fishing at night. But when they had listened and carried out what the risen Lord had instructed them to do, they caught a great quantity of fish. And that's the point. Their labors then became fruitful, and so will ours when we do what the Lord asks of us in our daily lives. The risen Jesus also feeds us and nourishes us. This is the second feature of this resurrection account. On the shore of the lake, Jesus cooks for his disciples and feeds them. It is first thing in the morning, and Jesus knows that they will be hungry after fishing all night, and so he goes to meet their physical need for food. But there is something deeper going on here. Note again, this is the risen Jesus who feeds. It is Eucharistic. He gives us the bread of eternal life, the living bread, the bread and wine that is transformed into his body and blood in the celebration of the Eucharist. He gives us himself to nourish and sustain us as we live our daily lives. The third feature of this resurrection appearance is caritas, caritas, which means charity. Caritas is a particular form of loving. It is loving someone purely for their sake and not out of one's own neediness and self-interest, not for what that person can do for me. It is a selfless love. Three times Jesus asked Peter if he loved him, and three times Peter declared his love for his risen Lord. And three times Jesus asked Peter to feed his flock, the church. And just as the Lord feeds us, so we are to feed each other, which should flow from our love for others. As a community of faith in the risen Jesus, we need to show and express our love for others, feeding them or supporting them with what they need, whether on a spiritual level or whether on a practical, material level. In all these three elements or features, one, doing what the Lord bids us to do. Two, being fed and nourished by the body and blood of the Lord. And three, feeding those who are in need. Then will we be better able to give witness individually and as a community to the risen Lord by the lives we live, which need to be rooted and grounded in the love of Christ. When we do, then the Lord can truly begin to work through us, all of us, as his instruments of grace and charity among those with whom we live and with those with whom we work.